Hello and welcome to the Florida State of Recruiting podcast with another instant reaction podcast. We are the Three Stars presented by Tomahawk Nation. I'm Tim Allenball and I am joined by Dr. David Stout and Josh Pick. And we are excited to bring another instant, like the second one, like in 2 weeks. Florida State has picked up another commitment. And we're going to jump right into just kind of give you a bit of a mini scout, our thoughts. This is going to be a quick 10, 15 minute podcast, but we wanted to jump on tonight and share our thoughts. First off, David, another one for the good guys here.
I can get used to doing these instant reaction podcasts, man. That means we get good news. But very cool. I'm excited. Local Jacksonville dude has decided to jump on the Tribe 23 train. We're excited to talk about it.
4-star on 24/7 Sports, 3-star. In the composite, he's listed as a defensive back. David, is this a guy that's going to be a safety or a cornerback for Florida State?
So that's a great question. And the cool thing about this is FSU is recruiting him as quote unquote a defensive back because they think he has potential to play both, which is really nice. We know that they really value versatility in their defensive back recruits. And Kirkland has great size. He's pushing, I think he's a shade under 6'2". Has a 77-inch wingspan. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah, I think I was reading the scout that, of course, 247 puts on their site on just the player page, and 77-inch wingspan.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. And, I mean, he shows, you know, there's not a whole lot to see on his huddle tape, but he does show good ability to flip his hips and kind of keep up with the receiver. He does have pretty good instincts from what we can see. And he's got track speed, legitimate track speed. So he's a guy, I don't think that the coaches by any means would count on him to, you know, immediately play his first year or anything like that. But this is a kid that has a lot of the tools that you look for and a strong defensive back. And so I'm excited to see how he progresses. And it's nice to finally win a defensive back battle over Kentucky Wildcats. Right, Josh?
No, it's amazing. It's just like, oh, they got Avery Stewart, who we all love, Avery Stewart. But it seemed like Kirkland's recruitment was trending towards Kentucky recently, and then all of a sudden, Wilt Fong puts it in a crystal ball for Florida State, and it's like, wow, Florida State's going to get Kirkland. And this is a kid I could see kind of playing that Jamie Robinson role, like safety, nickel, corner, kind of versatile dude in the backfield. And, yeah, nice get for Florida State.
That's a great point, Josh. I think that's a really good comparison, and I think you're right. I think that could be a good positional fit for him.
Josh, I want to go back to you and just kind of talk about the defensive back class as a whole for Florida State now. Kirkland joins Rawls and Quindarius Jones. Yep. Is Florida State done, I guess, quote unquote, done with just your, I don't want to say average because these guys are better than average, but kind of just now they're going to kind of like headhunt for big time names? Or do you see any other names on the board that they might be looking at here pretty soon?
No, I think as far as high scorers go, Florida State's going to be swinging for the fences in the defensive backfield. And then I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him go hunting in the portal once again, once we hit the offseason.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think the one thing that stood out to me, David, you were kind of giving your mini scout, and I know we'll have more on this site on Tomahawk Nation. I think he has really good size. I know he's only listed like at 6'1", but this is a kid that with that wingspan, even though he's 6'1", he's almost playing, I would say, like a 6'3 type kid because he can just lift his arms up there and it's hard to get a pass over top of him if he's in coverage with you.
The body types are very different, but from the long arm perspective, you know, you think about a guy like LaMarcus Joyner, and what LaMarcus Joyner could do is he had such long arms that if he got, you know, if he was behind a step or half a step from a receiver, those long arms give you an advantage to where you can kind of make up the difference almost. And, you know, we see Kirkland, I want to say on the 24/7 scout, he played in 10 games in his junior season and he had 12 PBUs. And so, that's pretty darn good right there, averaging a little over one per contest. And that's with, you know, I don't think he was thrown at as much. And so, yeah, he's somebody that's got those intangibles. And like I said earlier, he looks like he has pretty good instincts. He does gamble some. You can tell he does gamble some. So that's going to be something that'll come with time. But he's a guy that I'm really interested to see what he will become after he gets into a collegiate strength and conditioning program. Because like we said, he's got track speed. He's a legitimate track athlete. I think I read that he's a two-time winner in the 400 at the state level. And so, I mean, he's got legitimate track speed. And so it's going to be interesting to see what Josh Storms does with him. Because you definitely want to bulk him up and you want to kind of transform his body, but you don't want to risk losing that speed. And so I don't know that he'll pack on, you know, more than maybe 10 pounds or something. Cause I think I want to say he's already around 180. So he's got pretty good size right now, but yeah, this is a guy that, again, I think we'll see him probably on special teams in his first couple years. Maybe that's where he makes his mark. And then, you know, hopefully he'll be able to, we won't need him in the rotation earlier than that, but really like the intangibles are there. The tools are there. And I tend to agree with 24/7. They have consistently ranked him as a 4-star. And I agree with that. I think he's a low 4-star in my book.
Yeah. And again, we see Florida State going after guys that are multi-sport guys. And again, like, as you mentioned, Tim, like, yeah, he's 6'1", 6'1 and a half, 6'2", whatever. But with that longer wingspan, he plays like 6'3", 6'4". And so that's a huge thing. And the other thing is he only recently started playing defensive back. I think his sophomore season maybe was the first time he played defensive back. So he's still relatively new to the position.
Yeah. So looking at the ratings, 247 hasn't updated theirs yet, but if you use their calculator, this looks like it's going to put Florida State at number 20 overall. I think they have six 4-stars, eight 3-stars or less with some of those guys. We think that are better than that. And I want to transition for a minute and make this a slightly longer instant because we haven't talked yet about Florida State's most recent commitment outside of Kirkland. And that was Tavion Gadsden earlier this week, David, defensive lineman out of Georgia, also a 3-star. In my books, he has taken the throne as the most underrated Florida State commit right now. David, I want to talk just a little bit about Gadsden and get your thoughts on him.
Yeah. And what is he ranked right now, Tim? Is he somewhere in the 600s? Is that right?
Yeah, he's in the composite. He's number 608 right now.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's way too low. So, Tavion Gadsden, this is a guy that over the summer, he took his official visit during the same weekend as I think 5 or 6 other guys. And FSU didn't have a great hit rate on that weekend, but we felt good about Gadsden coming off of that. It was very, very clear that he and Odell Higgins have a really, really good relationship. Papuchis has helped in that recruitment as well. And there was just a vibe there. You could tell that he was really feeling Florida State. And, you know, he had unofficially visited places like, I think, Tennessee and you know, some other places. But really, it always kind of felt like FSU was the front runner. And then UGA started getting involved. And we were like, you know, man, is this going to go this way? But I think UGA, I think he's like a plan E kid for them, like maybe even plan F, which how ridiculous is that? But that's the way UGA has been recruiting. So, I think they were just kind of keeping him warm and everything. So that may be something to monitor down the line. But he really seems like he's a strong commitment to Florida State. Again, he really referenced the family atmosphere with FSU, really likes what the coaches are doing and really likes the other guys who are committed in the class as well. And so, you know, props where they're due. Odell got his guy. This is a guy that Odell Higgins targeted about a year ago, really, and has been consistent with it. And he got his man, and we're excited about it.
Josh, I this is just another great a great player for the Florida State defensive line, or just the lines in general for this class. It's not up in the teens or even a higher ranked class, but Florida State is hitting all the needs so far that they really needed to hype up here. Gadsden's going to be a good player, and he's probably going to be moving to the inside for Florida State, Josh. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a kid that plays kind of inside, outside, depending on situations in high school. But, yeah, he's a kid that I see moving on the inside and the college ranks, similar to maybe like a Joshua Farmer. He's already bigger than Farmer was in high school, but an athletic interior player that can kind of get after the quarterback. And it's nice to see Florida State with Kirkland going into Jacksonville and Gadsden going into Savannah and kind of getting into some different pockets that Florida State needs to get into to come back and get back on top. And as David mentioned, like Gadsden said, like, the vibes there, it's like family. Everything just comes together like one big family. The love's there. I want to be a part of that. And he's another guy that just feels like the work ethic's there and just the type of player you really want in your program.
David, just going back to you one more time here. Florida State, as we mentioned, picked up four-star Kenton Kirkland, in addition to last week picking up Tavion Gadsden. And, you know, Florida State seems to be kind of rolling right now with their class. Samuel Singleton was the one before that that we talked about. So that's three big names in about 3 weeks' time. What's next for Florida State, David?
And correct me if I'm wrong, Tim. Before Singleton committed, FSU was, what, 40th in the team rankings?
38, 41st, 38, somewhere around there, yeah.
Now we're 20. So yeah. that's pretty freaking awesome right there. If you had told me that before the season started, FSU would be in the top 20 among team rankings, I would have disagreed with you. I figured we'd be riding about 30 right now. So already that's an encouraging sign. So the names that we're going to be looking at here, FSU fans know linebacker Blake Nicholson recently had visited for an official visit for Florida State, brought his family. Family supposedly wants to get away from the West Coast. And really, it's been a Florida State-Oregon battle. You know, they say that UCLA is the third team. I don't buy that. But the interesting thing about this is Wisconsin has really put a hard push on him lately. And I think that's why he's kind of delayed things a little bit. To potentially see if he could get out to Wisconsin. But he's also made some recent statements that he's thinking like end of August, early September, he'd still like to make his commitment. So, you know, we'll see what happens if Wisconsin can get him out there for an official visit or something. But even if they do that, they have a long way to go in terms of making up ground on FSU and even Oregon. So I still really like where FSU sits with Blake Nicholson. And if they can reel him in, I think you're just going to be looking at a two-man linebacker class, at least from the high school ranks. They may look to bring in a potential graduate transfer or something like that, portal kid. But I think if they can land Nicholson, I think that they'll roll with him and Ward as your linebacker class. And then outside of that, there are some guys who could potentially make September decisions, but really outside of that, I think we're mainly looking at guys who just want to see how FSU does. You know, they're all eyes are going to be on the LSU game. And then after that, the Louisville game to see how they respond. And so I think you're going to be kind of hitting a lull a little bit if Nicholson does decide to commit late August, early September. After that, I think we might be in for a bit of a slow period as FSU will really be focusing on big names by that point. Because, you know, guys, you think about it, we're getting close to 15 commitments and, you know, we're thinking they may take, you know, 20, 21 guys and still leave some space for some portal guys. So spots are getting pretty coveted here. And so I think they're really going to shift their attention to the big names out there and see what they can do with a good season.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, David, like kids are going to look to see what Florida State does, but Florida State's also like putting all their chips in on having a good season and then being able to go after some of the bigger names.
That's right. And that's going to be key because if they do have a strong season, I'll tell you guys what, if they win that LSU game, we may see some names all of a sudden get a little bit more interested that we haven't been talking about for a while. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the beginning of this season because, you know, if FSU does have a strong campaign or even just kind of an average campaign, you know, we've been hoping for, you know, 6-7 wins. As long as they're showing progress out there, we could be having some very interesting discussions later down the line about kids who are interested in coming here.
We saw last year how much a poor start just sabotages the class. And I think this year we're going to see the same type expectations. If it's a poor start, man, I think Florida State's going to be hard really getting in with some of those big names. But if they start off with wins over LSU and Louisville, Florida State's going to be riding high. They're going to be in the top 25, and they're going to be looking to secure some really big names and seeing exactly what they can do. Josh, one last thing from you.
Props to staff for getting on Jaden Jones early because this week he's ranked as the number three JUCO player in the entire country. So good get for the staff. Kind of a kid that I mentioned previously that kind of that Jared Verse frame and athleticism, a little bit raw like Verse, but could potentially come in and play immediately at Florida State.
Yeah, number one defensive end, I think, in JUCO, and a kid that I think is probably currently rated as kind of a high three-star, probably is going to end up in that four-star ranking potentially for Florida State as well. Well, we're going to have a lot more on Kirkland's commitment. We've already been talking Gadsden on the site at Tomahawk Nation. We'll be obviously in the recruit or the commitment articles. Josh and Dave will be, of course, roaming like sharks in the official recruiting thread, and we'll have everything going on with Florida State. So thanks for jumping on with us for this instant. Excited to see what Florida State has next. But for the three stars, Josh Pick, Dr. David Stout, I'm Tim Allenball. This has been the Florida State Recruiting Podcast. Let's keep climbing.